This is Dr. Frederick Kampanathkar, the professor Lauren Mitchell, and he can pursue a history of gastric ulcer, GERD, epigastric discomfort and pain, physical mechanesthesia, but nothing that's on spun cell. The patient gave birth to 5/12/1997. Procedure to do biopsy. The spinal lymphocyte is 50% of the implanted sign of the patient, which is delivered by cancer. The spinal cardiac path of friends, having three genes of pulse, but also an exam patient to remove mild moderate, to have bad children, to have serious with an increase for enterprise, to have a pulse, to have a pulse, to have a patient also a pre-pleuric, deeply created white base, now bleeding ulcer, multivascular is like an annual neoplastic with inflammation, rather patient in terms of a reserve for cardiac custom, to push the cerebral junction, question starts to marry better, but it's like an annual, let's say, free. Complicated. Find more questions. Shorts them in better baskets like diagnosis. Number two, pre-pleuric enteral gastric ulcer, deeply cratered, white base, now bleeding. Biopsy taken, multi-biopsy like neoplastic with permanent changes, rural lymphoma, rural multiple lymphoma, stomach has gastritis also in anterior biopsy taken with requirement of patient have multiple duodenal biopsy taken with serious fluid accumulation, other for the stomach ulcer biopsy. If there also in stomach ulcer biopsy comes out to be atypical neoplastic cells, the patient is going to have endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. Otherwise, I'm going to bring the patient back in about 2 months follow-up for the gastric ulcer. If the gastric ulcer does not appear to be healing at that time, and then I recommend the endoscopic ultrasound evaluation at that moment. But if the biopsy comes this time, this biopsy comes out to be neoplastic cells, I'm going to have to send the patient for endoscopic ultrasound now. But otherwise, if it's negative, then I'm going to bring back the patient in 2 months. 6 to 8 weeks follow-up gastric ulcer to see if the healing is happening. If the healing is not occurring, then we'll select, send the patient for enteric gastric ulcer for the evaluation to the Orlando Health Gastroenterology. And number 5, wait for a small biopsy. Number 3, wait for a small biopsy. And for a start patient for a tonic 40 milligram per day and Saturday 1 gram PID. that patient is going to take until the patient has endoscope. Repeat endoscopy be done in 6 to 8 weeks. Away from the G-junction biopsy, where Barrett's esophagus, the Barrett's esophagus negative for the Barrett's esophagus and the stomach ulcer appear to be healing in 6 to 8 weeks. Then patient will need a endoscopy in 2 years. Following to the condition, please tell the cooperative of your primary care provider, Dr. Primary care provider, the cooperative of the bottom study. You have to see what February 6th, 23rd, 26th, 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 23rd, 26th,